This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it.
So I think a lot of us listening have felt a certain amount of imposter syndrome during their life. And for me, it was when Georgia and I decided to start Made by Mamas, because I was a TV and radio presenter by trade. That's what I knew how to do. I didn't have a clue how to run a business. I definitely didn't have a clue. I'll say it again. How to run a business. And when I met Georgia, she was like, right, come on, we're going to do it. And I was in my head, I was thinking, I don't know how. I'm a bit dyslexic. I'm not really sure if I can do that. And Georgia was like, yes, you can. Yes, you can. And part of what we do here at Made by Mamas is, you know, showcase amazing parents, amazing women, amazing men who have kind of paved the way, started their own businesses, you know, are really kind of making a mark in, you know, in their arena. And today we're going to be speaking to somebody, some amazing women who launched The Big Silk, a product that Georgia and I have used, silk scrunchies, silk pillowcases, and has now decided, you know what, The Big Silk wasn't enough for me. I'm now going to launch The Little Silk. So please, let's welcome to the podcast, Abigail Benton. How are you? Yay!
It's a Zoe special intro. was it enough?
I think it's really important to say that, because you are a bit of a kick-ass mum who's obviously now launching the sort of second side to the business. And we wanted to give our listeners an insight into actually how you start a brand.
Because that's always the hardest part, isn't it? Is actually starting. Everyone always says you can have all these ideas, but the people that you know are successful are the ones that actually make the step to start. So we'd love to hear, you know, your story and, you know, what gave you sort of the rocket up your bum to do it.
So for me, and I'm sure it's the same for lots of other mums, my background was in law. And then I had my kids and I realized that if I wanted to go back to work, I would need to find something much more flexible. I wanted to spend time with my kids. I wanted to be able to pick them up from school. And, you know, the field that I was in probably wasn't going to accommodate that.
Yeah.
And offer me the flexibility that I needed. So I knew that I'd probably have to go down the entrepreneur avenue if I was going to find that flexibility and be able to work and be with my kids. So I was always kind of on the lookout for something that I was passionate about. And so one day I was reading and I saw an article about sleeping on silk, and I gave it a try. And I actually realized that for me, it was life-changing. My mornings are crazy. But the school run is mayhem. I need to get my boys ready. I need to get myself ready. And it was just madness. And I used to get up and I'd have to kind of, I always wake up with one of those frizzy halos and my skin was always not great. And it was just madness. And when I slept on silk, I realized that it changed everything for me. I would wake up and my hair was much smoother, much more manageable. My skin looked like I could just get up and go. And so I realized that this was my light bulb moment of something that I could probably do. There was definitely a gap in the market for something that was affordable because the one that I had bought was very expensive.
Yeah.
And I was like, everybody should have one of these. They are amazing.
Where did you get it from? So did you get it from the company? You read about it in an article and then you just bought it from them?
I Googled it.
You know what? I think it was maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, there was a big thing about silk and I had it on my Christmas list and I was like, I want a silk pillowcase. But they were extortionate, like absolutely extortionate. Yeah. And you know, if you don't really know if something's going to work, it's hard to sort of outlay that money.
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, I felt there was a gap in the market because they were unaffordable.
They were,
And everybody should have one of these because it, for me at least, and for many other people, it was life-changing, time-saving. So I realized there was a gap in the market for something more affordable. And I was like, okay, I'm going to give it a shot. And I'm passionate about it. I loved the product. It really made a difference to me. So that's really where it started. And I was like, this is it. I'm just going to go for it.
So you have the idea, right? Because I do this all the time. I'm like, wow, I really want to do this. But then I think, I don't know where do I buy silk? Where would I get a pillowcase made? Where do you start? How did you start? Where did you start?
I think it's all about kind of research, taking that step. You know, nobody, unless you're a business person, you don't really know where to start, and everybody's got to start somewhere. So, you know, I did some research. I looked for suppliers. I got some samples, and I just kind of went from there. I went online and I found some product designers for boxes and things like that. And I just kind of put together something and got my website designed and just went for it.
So for those listening that don't know about silk and the benefits, what are they? What will silk do for you?
I think when you talk about silk, most people think, oh, you know, a luxury silk scarf or a silk dress. But actually, when you sleep on silk, the benefits are amazing for your hair and for your skin. So one of the main things is hypoallergenic. So it's really, really good for people who have acne, eczema, sensitive skin. It won't irritate. It's completely natural. And it's also friction-free. So for example, when you sleep on cotton, there's a lot of friction between your hair and your skin against the cotton, and it kind of pulls and it irritates and it breaks the hair. Whereas silk is so soft and smooth that there isn't this friction. So it doesn't pull on the hair. It doesn't irritate your skin. And another thing is that it's not absorbent. So for an adult, you know, when you put your night creams on, you go to sleep, and when you sleep on silk, it doesn't draw those creams off your face, so you wake up and your skin is still glowy. You feel that your cream is still on your skin and it's still working. And likewise for a child, you know, they've got natural oils in their skin when they're born. Their skin is very sensitive, and silk doesn't draw out those oils. So it leaves your hair much smoother with less breakage. You don't wake up with kind of that bedhead. Or those kind of face creases either.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting because I don't know if you find this, George, but I sometimes wash my hair before bed and it's fine. And then I go to sleep on my, like, you know, because I've been sold all this like cotton bullshit. And I'm like, oh, great, it's great. And then I wake up and my hair is really dry from about here down. And it's all sort of crinkly. And it's like, it never used to happen to me. So I don't really understand if that's anything to do. The more we've had the conversations, Abby, George and I've been chatting between the two of us, I'm like, is it to do with my pillowcases?
I generally notice a difference because I have one silk pillowcase. So if that's being washed and I put a cotton one on, I notice. Sometimes it takes me a few days to notice because I'm like, why am I waking up and my hair's not doing what it's told? And then I realise, I'm like, oh yeah, it's because the silk pillowcase is in the wash and I've changed to a cotton one, like, for the last few days.
Genuinely?
So, yeah, genuinely. Like, I really notice a difference. It's crazy. And anyone, you know, like if anyone's having a baby and like the partner or the mum or whatever says to me, what should I buy? I do always say a silk pillowcase because that's what my mum actually bought me one when I had Axel. And like I say, it was on my Christmas list for a while because I've been reading about it. And yeah, it does. I think, especially if you don't want to wash your hair all the time, I found if I'd have a blow dry and then I'd sleep on a silk pillowcase, the blow dry would last so much longer. But again, that's probably just because of the friction.
Georgia, we've been in business together for 5 years and this is a revolution to me.
Listen, I've spoken about sleeping on a silk pillow. In fact, I've found Gigi, whenever Gigi gets in our bed, I'm always like, why does she go on my side? And my side has the silk pillowcase.
Before we move on to the little silk, just tell us about the products that you've got in, you know, the range of Big Silk, and talk to us about the scrunchies, because I use them all the time and I've noticed again, like, just better for breakage around my face and stuff. I really do feel like it's helped loads.
Yeah, I mean, I love the scrunchies. I think they're amazing, and as you said, Georgia, about a present for somebody who's just had a baby, you know, your hair when you've just had a baby is not in the best state and it starts to fall out and there's a lot of breakage and you get kind of those new baby hairs. And I find using the scrunchies have been amazing for my hair, especially postpartum. You know, they don't pull your hair out of your head. You know, when you're taking out your bubble and usually it pulls and it breaks the hair. With silk, it really doesn't do that. And I think with our scrunchies, you know, I really did a lot of research into finding ones which had like the best hold, because for me, like when you find that perfect bubble that holds, you know, it turns around the right amount of times and it holds your hair really well. I'm obsessed with the scrunchies and a lot of, yeah, you know, all my friends use them and everybody gives amazing feedback for the scrunchies.
Yeah.
And we also, in the range, we've also got pillowcases, we've got hair turbans, which are fantastic for curly hair, for thick hair. It just kind of keeps your hair in, like, locked inside, yep, this turban when you sleep. So you take the turban off and your hair literally just flows out like it was.
Yeah, so the turban, I've got that on my Christmas wish list. And obviously we're talking about the hair, you know, for adult hair, but then obviously you are now launching the Little Silk. So tell us about the brand, tell us about what's kind of happening with it and the benefits, I guess, for like the silk cot sheets.
Oh my gosh, I know, I saw those. Gigi's going to go wild for a silk cot bed sheet.
I had my third baby a year ago. And when she was born, I noticed on her Moses basket sheet, there was little hairs. And, you know, everywhere she was kind of lying down flat, I saw that there was little hairs. And I was like, she needs to sleep on silk. Obviously, they can't have pillows at that age. So I used to just get the pillowcase and try and pull it over the mattress where she was sleeping, to help with her hair. And then at that point I was like, how can I adapt this for babies and children, which is when I came up with the Little Silk. And we have created cot sheets and Moses basket sheets and sleep pod sheets, some of which are half silk. So when the baby's lying down, their head is on the silk half of the sheet, and some are full silk for bigger children that are moving around in their cots. And it really, really helps with the baby bald spot and the baby bald patches that they get on their hair, on their head. And I find that my baby, she had, or all of my kids had the bald patches, and that kind of strange, like, stripes of hair. And I feel like it's something that not many people talk about. And
yeah, I think we just accept it, don't we? We just sort of accept that that's what's going to happen.
But some people, I've had conversations with people, or at least people have, like, you know, if I've ever met my friend's babies and they've been like, oh yeah, no, sorry about the bald spot at the back. It's like, people are almost slightly uncomfortable about it. Like, it's quite a big thing for certain people, but obviously it's just part of, you know, our little ones kind of sleeping on their backs and then rolling their heads around, and that's just what happens. But yeah, people are a little bit embarrassed, I think.
Right. Yeah. It's almost got that taboo. It shouldn't do, but it does.
Is it because it looks slightly like a mullet? That's what people are like. It's a bit of a mullet. It's like business at the front, party at the back. We're not really sure. Does this stop? Does a silk sheet stop that then?
In the same way that it helps with an adult, the silk is super smooth. It's friction free, so it doesn't pull out the baby's hair.
Right.
So when they are lying on their back and they're moving around, it's not got that friction and that pull. So it really, really helps keep their hair on their head,
right,
and also, you know, for regrowth in their hair as well, because it's very soft and gentle. So that was really where the idea started, was from, you know, my own experience with my baby. And likewise with their skin, you know, they start off with, you know, gorgeous skin when they're born, and it's very kind of pink, and it's got those oils, and then you start to see that baby acne. And that's also, I think, a bit of a taboo.
Yeah. And I guess as well, like you mentioned, it's hypoallergenic, and Zoe and I, like, especially Axel and Kit, their skin was so sensitive, especially when, you know, they were born. Even now it's really sensitive. So does Silt help with that? You know, if you've got a child with particularly sensitive skin, maybe it's going to help with the eczema or psoriasis or any skin condition that they've got.
Yeah, absolutely. It's recommended by dermatologists to use when you've got acne and you've got eczema and you've got skin conditions, because it doesn't irritate the skin at all. For babies, likewise, it's the same. It really doesn't draw out those natural oils of the skin, which is what's causing them to be dry and which is what's, you know, helping that acne come out on their skin. Mm-hmm. And when they sleep on Silk, it really keeps that barrier against their skin. So I found it made a massive, massive difference to my baby's skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess moving on from like the little Silk and kind of just, you know, talking about, you know, the business and the kind of highs and lows and stuff. Obviously, you know, you're a mum of three. Where the hell did you find the time to launch the business? And tell us about the best moments and the hardest moments. And I guess those kind of midnight going through the products, sitting up, tearing your hair out, thinking, is this ever going to happen?
I'm not going to lie. It's really, really hard. It's really hard to have three children, to look after them, to run a business, to run a house. There isn't much time, to be honest. I feel like every day is jam-packed, and you know, as soon as they're in bed or as soon as my baby's having a nap, you know, I don't have a rest. I've got to work, and there are many, many late nights, but I'm passionate about it, and I know that if I put in the work now, it will pay off afterwards. But you know, life is crazy, and I think for most mums, whatever you do, you know, that life is hard and tiring. And I think you've just got to kind of get as much help as you can with childcare. I'm really lucky. I've got a very supportive husband with the kids and with work. So I think I just kind of do it.
Make it work.
Yeah. We've had some questions from our followers, you know, some of them maybe looking to start a business, or just interested in how you did it. So should we just kick off with those questions?
Yeah. Well, Clara has said, how to know how much to charge for your time? And she's an artist. So I guess this is more of like a business related question, because I think a lot of us, you know, we have had these conversations about how we feel once we become parents or mothers. And then suddenly we're like, well, what's our worth? And we question our worth constantly, you know, am I enough? Can I charge that amount because of X, Y, and Z? So, yeah, I think that's quite a difficult question. I definitely went through that. I was like, I'll just do it.
There's always that thing of know your worth and then add tax.
I like that.
I think that's a really tricky question. I think it is about knowing your worth, and I think you should never kind of undervalue yourself. And I think if you know your worth and you are confident in what you do and how well you do it, then there should be nothing stopping you from charging what you feel that your work is worth and worth your time as well, because, you know, time is so precious, especially as a mum. So I think if somebody's not willing to pay that, then that's too bad. And, you know, you will find people that do realise your worth and are willing to pay for that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Because it can be difficult, can't it? But I think especially if, you know, you've had a period of time off and finances might be stretched and you almost want to just say yes to like anything that comes in, just to feel like you're back in it. And then I guess it can be a vicious cycle, because then you've almost like named a price and that's where you've put yourself. So I think it's finding a balance, isn't it? I think between sort of, you know, what we all want, like the top money, and what you know someone is willing to pay, but not losing you know, losing how much you're worth or pricing yourself too low.
Yeah, but I think I can talk about this one as well, because I, you know, I've been doing my career for 20 years, Clara, and, you know, when I first started, you know, it was basically a case of just saying yes to everything. I was just like, yeah, you want me to do that? I'll do it. And suddenly I was just being pulled in all directions, really exhausted, not really enjoying it. But I felt, because I was freelance, I couldn't say no to anything. And now I've got to a point now, nearly 20 years later, where if somebody says, oh, look, you know, there's a DJ gig, but we haven't got a massive budget, and I'm like, I'm not going to do it then, because no. You know, that's fine. If you want to get someone else to do it, get somebody else to do it. But you know, it does take time. It doesn't happen overnight, but you definitely need to think about, exactly like Georgia said, how much you think you're worth and stick to it. Do the stuff that you need to do, but then everything else. And it's something quite empowering about saying no.
Yeah.
You know, no, I'm sorry, that's not my hourly fee, this is actually. So
absolutely. So this is from Lids. How to cope with the reduction in income and financial risk when starting a business?
I mean, for me, you know, we invested our savings into this. I was really passionate about it. And it's hard. I think the answer to that would, if you have a job that you can keep whilst you're launching your own thing, that would probably be wise when you're starting out, just so you don't have that extra pressure and worry about the finances if, you know, it doesn't work out for you. So I think that would be a good move. But otherwise, you know, it's all about risk taking, and it's, you know, you've got to take that leap of faith, and it is a hard thing. And if you can kind of get the help that you need, for example, with the kids, or, you know, save in some areas, I mean, that would be my advice.
I think it's really, you know, look, some people are like the ultimate risk takers.
Yeah.
Some people will put their balls on the line and go, right, this is it. And I'm going to chuck everything I've got at it. And if I lose it, then I lose it and I've gone for it. That's not me. I'm like slowly, slowly catchy monkey, because that's just where I've come from in my industry. Like, I've had to be. And Georgia, you're quite conservative as well.
Yeah.
Like, I might ring up Georgia and go, I've had this amazing idea about this product idea. And she'll go, whoa, we're not quite there yet. And I'll be like, oh, right, okay. But you know, I think, like, you know, like you said, Abby, it's just about figuring out risk versus return. So it's like, if you can do it at a slower rate, but still get your idea out there, then that's probably the sensible thing. Like, we have to slightly adult.
Yeah. It's like a calculated risk, isn't it? And like you say, if you can cut back in other ways, then you can kind of balance the books.
Yeah, balance the books. Yeah, exactly. Books.
I think that's what accountants say, isn't it? Something like that.
That's what I say. We've got a meeting with our accountant later.
I know. Ooh,
hello to Mark.
We'll use that line. We'll be right back after this short break.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we? How did you get your product out to the right, best audience? Did you hire PR, or was it just through Instagram work?
We started off with Instagram social media. And I think, you know, nowadays it's an amazing tool to have if you're starting off your own business, because, you know, the reach to millions of people is just right there in front of you. Whereas obviously 10, 20 years ago, that wouldn't have been the case. So I think, yeah, it's a great place to start on Instagram. And you can really target the audience that you want to target. And you can, you know, you can spread the word that way. And that's how we started. And then I think there's also an element of luck along the way with us. We launched in the pandemic, and we saw the opportunity to make silk face masks, and They got picked up by media and ITV on this morning on ITV. And I suppose that was just kind of like luck along the way, and that leads to more exposure. But I think you've got to start somewhere. And I think starting on Instagram is a great place to start for small businesses.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And I think you have to know your audience, don't you? Like, if you're starting a business and, you know, there's millions of people that you could contact on Instagram, I think it's about really like nailing down who your customer is and who those people that you want to work with are, rather than just like blanket, you know, trying to get it out to everybody. It's about, yeah, really, really nailing who the person that will be buying your product is.
Yeah, exactly that, George.
This actually brings it onto this. The best marketing strategy on a budget.
Do you think gifting's a good, like, do you think gifting, if you've got a product that you can gift, do you think that works? Have you, what sort of, like visually, like what have you sort of seen if you do that, if you send it out to certain people?
Oh, absolutely. You know, yeah. Influencer marketing is an incredible tool to spread the word about your brand, and you know, the reach per influencer is amazing. And if it's the right influencer and it's somebody, you know, who's passionate about your product, we've seen amazing results by doing that. And you know, for us, Instagram and influencer gifting has been one of the best marketing tools. Obviously, you know, you've got your regular kind of media links and things like that. But yeah, you know, some of our gifting, they don't even have to be huge influencers. They can just be smaller influencers who have a real loyal following. Can boost sales massively.
Yeah, I mean, George and I get messages from you know, small businesses and people saying, oh, hi, you know, can we send you this gorgeous bracelet, or can we send you X, Y, and Z? And like, one of our things that George and I discuss a lot in our weekly meeting is that we really want to support small brands and small businesses that wouldn't necessarily get that platform, you know, if we love the product, yeah, and we believe in the product. And that is because we're also a small business. And, you know, and we get it and we understand it. And I think it's like you said, it's you can find your community on Instagram and you can really get that boost that you need. And the next minute, you know, who knows who's going to be wearing it or using it or, yeah, talking about it. So, yeah, I think Instagram can be really powerful actually for that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's like a niche for everybody on Instagram, you know, like whatever your product, you're going to be able to find the people who, you know, are going to relate to it and want to buy it and buy into it.
This one is from Kirsty. How did you go about getting the capital to start? Now, this is a big one because we've all got these grand ideas. I've got so bloody many, some of them are ridiculous, and I'm like, oh yeah, no, I need like 200 grand to do that, I haven't got that. So yeah, what did you do about it? did you get a loan, did you get investment?
So for us it was savings really as, yeah, the initial investment, and that's to kind of just start off by a small amount of product, and to build a website and all the things you need to just start. And then for us, you know, all the money that we do make, we just reinvest into the business to enable it to grow. But there are kind of business loans out there for small businesses so that you could buy your stock without using all your profits up and things like that. So there's definitely lots of mechanisms out there to help you start off.
That must have been quite a scary thing to do, you know, like put your own money on the line and not, course, sort of, yeah, knowing how it's going to go down. But obviously it's worked out pretty well.
It's worked out really well. Yeah. Have I got one more, George?
This is from Emma. How did you learn how to start the business side of things, taking the ideas to be a business? And I think this is something that Zoe and I found it difficult. Like, we know our jobs. Like, I've come from a PR and marketing background. Zoe's obviously been in the media industry for, yeah, a long time. And we know our roles really well. But then switching our mindset into being businesswomen is quite difficult. So how did you learn like all the business terms and the business side of things and how to even grow a business?
So for me, I also, you know, I had no clue when I started what I was doing, what any of these terms mean. I think I just winged it from the start. And, you know, as we've grown, we've taken on you know, a lot of people, freelance people that have helped us along the way with social media, with design, with marketing. And I think you kind of learn a lot from them as well. So I think it's really a combination of just kind of learning on the job and having the confidence to do that and to be afraid of making mistakes because, you know, most people don't have a background in this and you will make mistakes, but that's just the way you learn. And I've learned that way. And I've learned a lot from other people that we've worked with throughout since the launch. So I think it, for me, it was just literally learning as I went along and picking up things. And, you know, I'm still not the most, you know, business savvy, and I'm still open to learn and, you know, but I think that's, for me, the best way. I think sometimes, you know, you do a degree in something and you come out and actually in the real world, it doesn't really apply. And I think when you start your own business, the best way is just to learn on the job.
To learn on the job. Do you know, yeah. I actually saw the other day the government have this whole upskill scheme. And I think, I can't remember, it wasn't a recruiter, maybe it was like Reed or someone like that. And they were selling courses. And there was one that my husband bought, which was all about Microsoft Excel. Like, he was a footballer and he's now like moved into like finance, and so he's never learned how to use Excel apart from like when he was doing his GCSEs or whatever. And so he bought this course for £1 that was supposed to be like £1,500 as part of this government upskill scheme. So there's so many schemes out there that can teach you to do things that, you know, can cost a lot of money because, you know, doing courses it's definitely not cheap. And he couldn't believe it, like literally £1 and he can do it in his own time. But there's loads of other stuff like that.
Yeah, I was going to say there must be, because, you know, Georgia and I don't have a business degree, but we often kind of, you know, like we said, Georgia knows her strengths and I know mine, but there's definitely areas which I feel like I need to, you know, do a course in. The best thing I ever did was doing this, I can't remember what it's called, but basically my mum turned around to me at like 18 and was like, right, you need to go and do like a secretarial course. And I was like, but it's not 1955. And she was like, no, you need to learn how to touch type. She was like, it will stand you in such good stead. It will take 2 weeks to do. And I was like, oh God, okay, cool, whatever. I just want to go around the world traveling, man. Anyway, I did it. And it's amazing because I became completely computer literate. It wasn't just touch typing, but I learned about Word, Excel and spreadsheets and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And actually, it didn't take me that long to Pittman's. That was what it was called. I'm so glad I did it. Even something like that can give you the confidence to be like, right, I can start something now because I know how to work this machine in front of me properly.
Yeah, exactly. Or I know how to do like formulas so that I know what my margins are, or I know what, you know, my profits are and all of that kind of stuff. And you can. We're so lucky that we have the resources, like with the internet. You pretty much Google anything, can't you?
And failing that, you just call Georgia in the middle of the night and go, Georgia!
IT support. Hello, IT support.
Abby, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you want to say? When's the product launching?
So we've just launched The Little Silk. Yep. So everything's available online. It's thelittlesilk.com. And Andrews, thank you very much for having me on here.
Oh, thank you so much.
What a treat to chat to you, and good luck with it all. We'll catch up with you. And like, Christmas is coming, listeners. So if you guys need stocking fillers or anything that you want to gift around to new mums and stuff, this is definitely the product. We love it. Thanks, Abby. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, Abigail is so wonderful, isn't she? And I think for us, the passion that she has for that project, the fact that she set it up, you know, during a sort of lockdown period in life with three kids at home. And we obviously hosted their event, didn't we? Which was gorgeous. We had such an amazing morning. She turns up in like, she's so unassuming. Pair of jeans, white t-shirt, looked absolutely gorgeous. She's just like, this is me.
But still so glam. Her hair, oh my God, I'm not joking, is so glossy and perfect. Yeah. But also what I found so funny, like we talk about like the ultimate mum juggle. She had her daughter in her arms pretty much the whole of the event, and she was just asleep, like in her arms. And I was like, oh, do you know she's asleep? And she said, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm just used to it now. This is the way I operate. Like, I've always got some kind of, and I thought, oh my God, it's incredible. Like, actually, just amazing what she does and how she's so chilled and relaxed. And yeah, what a wonderful woman.
Yeah, I was also saying to her, now, if I sleep, if I promise to sleep with a pillow, a silk pillowcase every night, will my hair look like yours? It's laughing at me. Maybe not, but I've definitely got into it now. And I have noticed that my hair's not waking up so like crinkly and dry as a result of it. Yeah, it's brilliant.
I actually put a silk pillowcase on Axel's pillow the other day because Gigi had one for her like cot bed, and then me and James have got them, and I put one on for Axel because he felt a bit left out, and he put his head down and he went, oh, silk is just amazing.
Brilliant.
I should have filmed that because they would have loved that. That's like the best advert for them ever, like, you know, completely unprompted, didn't say anything, and he amazing. Just laid down and he was like, oh, silk is just amazing.
Go on, Axel. Axel will be working for the little silk at no time. And as we always do at the end of our Friday podcast, we're going to bring you our best and favourite products for the week. And of course, today when the podcast comes out, it's Black Friday. So we just wanted to share with you what we've been buying. And do you want to kick us off, George?
I'll kick us off. So I'm trying to get back into the gym again and going running and all that kind of stuff. And I noticed that I always go back to Sweaty Betty leggings. I've got some Sweaty Betty leggings I've had in my drawer for 5 years maybe, and I still pull them out at the top of, you know, at the top of the pile, I go back to them. So I treated myself to a couple of pairs of the power leggings. They're my personal favourite. I buy the 7/8 length because I'm short and they're more like full length on me. But I'm a big fan of Sweaty Betty leggings. They've had 25% off, so really worth stocking up on.
Okay, brilliant. And from leggings to the Paris, Texas boots. Now, obviously, everyone knows about these boots. They are incredibly expensive. Just going to throw it out there, like really spenny. And let's be honest, we're all kind of struggling with all the kids that we've got to pay for. So it's like, why would we spend that much money on a pair of boots? But they are in the Black Friday sale. And my favourite ones, which are the Paris, Texas Crocodile Effect, they're like the blue ones. They've just gone into 30% discount. So they are much more palatable. And they're currently sitting in my basket, and I'll let you know how I get on. I'm going to pull the trigger on them, I think. Time.
So from non-practical to totally practical, I actually bought a couple of Amazon Alexas in the Black Friday sale last year. So we've got one in the kitchen, we've got one in our bedroom, and it links up to our like plug, so we can just say, Alexa, turn the lights off. It's amazing.
Oh, wow.
But now the kids are really into like saying, Alexa, play whatever the song is, you know, that they're into at the moment. I'm actually going to get Axel one for his bedroom. Can you hear it? Just come on. Alexa, off. We've got them everywhere. I really like it because they all like play music and then they dance around.
Oh, she's really trying to steal the show.
She is. Alexa, this is our show, not yours. Alexa, off.
There we go. Well done. You tell her. You tell her who's boss, George. from Alexa to Smith's Toys, obviously we've got Christmas coming up, so I've just done a big order. There are some toys that I've done that I've bought from Facebook Marketplace, because obviously, you know, we do talk about this a lot, that there's just too much plastic tat everywhere. But I have gone out and bought Kit something really special, because I bought the girls the Barbie Dream House, and Kit's basically playing with the same kind of six cars over and over again. So I've got him like a special kind of car racing track, which I think he's going to absolutely love. But check it out, because Smith's have got loads of fantastic Black Friday deals going on today.
Yeah, and from toys to something for the whole family, I have wanted a pizza oven for so long.
Oh, wow.
And you know the brand Uni, they're everywhere at the moment. They've actually got 20% off. I'm hoping maybe it might go a little bit more. But at the moment it is 20% off, and I think I'm going to buy one. I'm not 100%, but I think I am going to do it.
Well, I'll be coming around a lot more if she's got a pizza oven. Thank you so much for sending in all of your lovely questions for Abigail, and thank you so much, you know, for generally just being super supportive. We are going to be back on Tuesday. Before we go though, we'd love you to rate, review, subscribe, and give the podcast a little follow as well.
Yeah, please do. And if you are interested in finding anything else out about The Little Silk, you can follow them on Instagram. They are at The Little Silk. And if you've got any questions for us, we're on at Made by Mummers, and we'll be back next week. Made by Mummers is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family.
From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way. Because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.